When someone we love passes away, we really do remember some of their last actions, their last words. I've got a whole collection of sayings of the last words of people. Now, I remember when my father died, we understood his last day was really special. And I don't know if we have his last words, but we know what his day was like that day. It was a very good day. And my dad died in his sleep. The Gospel of John contains some of the last deeds and last words of Jesus before he went to the cross, before he faced death, as all of us must face death, but his in such a terrible, awful way. I'd like to read about something he did, one of the last deeds that he did before his crucifixion. It's found in John, the 13th chapter, in the first verse. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do you do not know now, but you shall know after this. Peter said unto him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not only my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needs not to wash his feet, but is clean every bit. You are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken their garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, so you ought to wash one another's feet. You see, Jesus taught them a lesson in humility. It's one of the most precious scenes that we have about Jesus. Jesus came to save the lost, to serve us, not to be served. Although we call him Lord and Master, he serves us. He gives us eternal life. He shed his blood for us. And we also ought to serve one another. It was one of the last acts of Jesus before his trial and crucifixion. Let's pray. Father, thank you, O Lord God. Put within me a servant's heart, that I may serve my brothers and sisters, that I may love them as I love myself. In Jesus' name, amen.